Asteroids versus comets. The solar system is full of fascinating objects beyond the eight major planets. Among these objects, asteroids and comets are two of the most interesting and mysterious bodies. They are often described as leftovers from the formation of the solar system about 4.6 billion years ago. While they may appear similar at first glance, both being relatively small objects that orbit the Sun, they are actually very different in terms of composition, structure, origin, and behavior. Scientists study asteroids and comets because they hold important clues about how the solar system formed and evolved. These objects are essentially cosmic time capsules, preserving materials from the early days of planetary formation. By examining them, astronomers can better understand the processes that shaped the planets, including Earth. This essay explores the key differences and similarities between asteroids and comets, including their formation, physical characteristics, locations in the solar system, orbital patterns, and their significance for scientific research. Formation of the solar system. To understand asteroids and comets, it is helpful to first understand how the solar system formed. About 4.6 billion years ago, a large cloud of gas and dust known as the solar nebula began collapsing under gravity. As the cloud collapsed, it started spinning and flattening into a disk. The center became the Sun, while the remaining material formed planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. During this early stage, small particles collided and stuck together, gradually forming larger bodies called planetesimals. Some of these planetesimals grew large enough to become planets, while others remained small and became asteroids and comets. However, the conditions in different regions of the solar system varied significantly. Near the Sun, temperatures were very high, which caused volatile substances like water, methane, and ammonia to evaporate. As a result, objects forming near the Sun were mostly made of rock and metal. Farther away from the Sun, temperatures were much lower, allowing ice and frozen gases to remain solid. This difference explains why asteroids and comets have different compositions. What are asteroids? Asteroids are small, rocky objects that orbit the Sun. They are often described as minor planets because they are larger than meteoroids but smaller than planets. Most asteroids are irregularly shaped and lack an atmosphere. The majority of asteroids are located in a region called the asteroid belt, which lies between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. This region contains millions of asteroids of varying sizes, from tiny fragments to objects hundreds of kilometers wide. Asteroids are primarily composed of rock, metal, and minerals. Scientists classify them into three main types. C-type asteroids, or carbonaceous, these are the most common type and contain large amounts of carbon and clay minerals. S-type asteroids, or silicaceous, these contain silicate rocks and metal, making them relatively brighter. M-type asteroids, or metallic, these are rich in metals such as iron and nickel. Some asteroids are extremely large. For example, the dwarf planet Ceres is the largest object in the asteroid belt, with a diameter of about 940 kilometers. Others are only a few meters across. What are comets? Comets are icy celestial bodies that orbit the Sun. Unlike asteroids, comets are made mostly of ice, dust, and frozen gases such as carbon dioxide, methane, and ammonia. Because of their composition, comets are sometimes called dirty snowballs. When a comet travels close to the Sun, the heat causes its ice to vaporize, creating a glowing cloud around the nucleus known as the coma. This process also produces the famous comet tail, which can stretch millions of kilometers across space. A comet typically has three main parts: nucleus, the solid central core made of ice and rock; coma, a glowing cloud of gas and dust surrounding the nucleus; and tail, streams of gas and dust pushed away from the comet by solar radiation and solar wind. Comets are mainly found in two distant regions of the solar system: the Kuiper Belt, located beyond Neptune, and the Oort Cloud, a distant spherical region surrounding the solar system. These areas contain billions of icy objects that can occasionally be pulled towards the inner solar system by gravitational disturbances. Key differences between asteroids and comets. Although asteroids and comets are both small bodies orbiting the Sun, they differ in several important ways. 1. Composition. The most significant difference lies in their composition. Asteroids are primarily made of rock and metal, while comets contain large amounts of ice and frozen gases. This difference is due to the regions where they formed. Asteroids formed closer to the Sun, where heat prevented ice from forming. Comets formed farther away, where temperatures were low enough for ice to remain stable. 2. Appearance. Asteroids usually appear as small, rocky bodies without any visible atmosphere or tail. However, comets develop spectacular tails when they approach the Sun. These tails can become extremely long and bright, making comets visible from Earth even with the naked eye. 3. Location. Most asteroids are concentrated in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Comets originate from much distant regions such as the Kuiper Belt and the Oort cloud. 4. Orbit. Asteroids generally have relatively circular and stable orbits around the Sun. Comets often have highly elliptical orbits. Some comets travel from the outermost regions of the solar system towards the Sun and then return to deep space. 5. Frequency of appearance. Many asteroids remain permanently within the inner solar system. Comets may appear only occasionally, sometimes once every hundreds or thousands of years. Similarities between asteroids and comets. Despite their differences, asteroids and comets also share several similarities. First, both are remnants of the early solar system. They formed during the same period as the planets, but never grew large enough to become planets themselves. Second, both orbit the Sun due to gravity. Their motion follows the laws of orbital mechanics discovered by astronomers such as Johannes Kepler and Isaac Newton. Third, both can occasionally collide with planets or moons. Throughout Earth's history, impacts from asteroids and comets have played an important role in shaping the planet's surface and possibly influencing the evolution of life.
Asteroids, comets, and meteor showers. Comets are closely related to meteor showers. When a comet travels through space, it leaves behind a trail of dust and debris. If Earth passes through this trail, the small particles enter the atmosphere and burn up, creating streaks of light known as meteors. These events are commonly called shooting stars, even though they are not stars at all. Different meteor showers occur at specific times each year because Earth passes through the same debris trails annually. Impact on Earth. Both asteroids and comets have the potential to collide with Earth. Such impacts can have significant consequences depending on the size of the object. Scientists believe that a large asteroid impact about 66 million years ago caused the extinction of the dinosaurs. The collision created a massive crater in present-day Mexico and triggered global climate changes. Because of this risk, astronomers closely monitor objects known as near-Earth objects, or NEOs. These are asteroids or comets whose orbits bring them relatively close to Earth. Modern space agencies track thousands of these objects to ensure that any potential threats are detected early. Scientific exploration. Space missions have provided valuable information about asteroids and comets. Several spacecraft have visited asteroids to study their surface composition and structure. For example, missions such as NASA's OSIRIS-REx collected samples from asteroids and returned them to Earth for detailed analysis. Comets have also been explored by spacecraft. The European Space Agency's Rosetta mission famously landed a probe on a comet, allowing scientists to study its surface directly. These missions help researchers learn about the building blocks of planets and the chemical ingredients that may have contributed to the origin of life on Earth. Asteroids and comets in culture and history. Throughout human history, comets have often been viewed with fear or wonder. Ancient civilizations sometimes interpreted comets as signs of important events or omens. One of the most famous comets is Halley's Comet, which appears roughly every 76 years. It's been observed and recorded by astronomers for thousands of years. Asteroids, on the other hand, were discovered much later because they are smaller and less visible than comets. the first asteroid, Ceres, was discovered in 1801 by Italian astronomer Giuseppe Piazzi. Today, both asteroids and comets are important subjects of astronomical research and public interest. Potential resources. In addition to scientific interest, asteroids may also become valuable resources in the future. Some asteroids contain large amounts of metals such as iron, nickel, and even precious metals like platinum. Scientists and engineers have proposed the idea of asteroid mining, which could provide materials for future space exploration. Water found in some asteroids and comets could also be used to produce oxygen and hydrogen, which are essential for life support and rocket fuel. Although asteroid mining is still largely theoretical, it could play a major role in the future development of space technology. Conclusion. Asteroids and comets are two of the most intriguing types of objects in our solar system. Although they are often grouped together as small celestial bodies, they differ significantly in composition, origin, and behavior. Asteroids are primarily rocky or metallic objects that usually reside in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Comets on
famous asteroids and comets. Over the years, scientists have discovered thousands of asteroids and many remarkable comets. Some of these objects have become famous because of their size, visibility, or importance to scientific research. One of the most well-known asteroids is Ceres, which is the largest object in the asteroid belt. It is so large that scientists classify it as a dwarf planet. Ceres contains large amounts of water ice beneath its surface, making it very interesting for researchers studying the history of water in the solar system. Another important asteroid is Vesta, one of the brightest asteroids visible from Earth. Vesta has a unique surface with enormous impact craters and mountain ranges. Space missions studying Vesta have revealed that it once had volcanic activity, suggesting that some asteroids can have complex geological histories. Among comets, Halley's Comet is the most famous. It appears in Earth's skies approximately every 76 years. Historical records show that people have observed Halley's Comet for more than 2,000 years. Its predictable return helped scientists understand that comets orbit the Sun rather than appearing randomly in the sky. Another notable comet is Comet Hale-Bopp, which became extremely bright in 1997. It was visible to the naked eye for more than a year, making it one of the most widely observed comets of the 20th century. These famous objects demonstrate the diversity and beauty of small bodies within our solar system. Orbital mechanics of asteroids and comets. The motion of asteroids and comets around the Sun follows the laws of gravity. According to the principles of celestial mechanics, objects in space move in elliptical orbits around massive bodies such as stars or planets. Newton's gravitation law. This fundamental principle explains why asteroids and comets remain bound to the Sun rather than drifting away into space. The gravitational attraction between the Sun and these objects determines their paths and speeds. However, the orbits of asteroids and comets can change over time due to gravitational interactions with planets. For example, Jupiter's strong gravity can pull asteroids out of the asteroid belt or redirect comets toward the inner solar system. Some asteroids that move close to Earth are believed to have originated in the asteroid belt, but were gradually pushed into new orbits by gravitational forces. Similarly, comets from distant regions may be disturbed by passing stars or other objects, causing them to travel toward the Sun. Understanding these orbital processes helps scientists predict the paths of asteroids and comets and determine whether they might approach Earth in the future. The role of asteroids and comets in the origin of life. Many scientists believe that asteroids and comets may have played a crucial role in the development of life on Earth. During the early history of the solar system, the Earth experienced frequent impacts from these objects. These collisions may have delivered important materials, such as water and organic molecules, to the young planet. some comets contain complex carbon-based compounds that are considered essential building blocks for life. If large amounts of water were delivered by icy comets or water-rich asteroids, they may have helped create Earth's oceans. This idea is known as the comet and asteroid delivery hypothesis. Although scientists continue to debate the exact sources of Earth's water, many studies suggest that small bodies from the outer solar system contributed significantly to the planet's chemical composition. Future study and planetary defense. The study of asteroids and comets has become increasingly important in the modern era. Space agencies around the world are developing programs to track and study objects that might approach Earth. Advanced telescopes and computer models allow astronomers to detect potentially hazardous asteroids years or even decades before a possible impact. This early detection provides time to develop strategies for planetary defense. Scientists have proposed several possible methods to deflect an asteroid if it were on a collision course with Earth. One idea involves sending a spacecraft to gently push the asteroid off its path. Another concept involves using a spacecraft impact to slightly change the asteroid's orbit. In 2022, a space mission successfully tested one of these methods by intentionally colliding a spacecraft with a small asteroid to alter its orbit. This experiment demonstrated that humanity may one day be able to protect Earth from dangerous impacts. Future missions will continue to explore asteroids and comets in greater detail. Some missions aim to collect samples and return them to Earth, while others may study these objects up close or even land robotic probes on their surfaces. Final thoughts. Asteroids and comets are far more than small pieces of rock and ice drifting through space. They are ancient remnants of the solar system's formation and carry valuable information about the processes that shaped the planets. Asteroids, composed mostly of rock and metal, typically inhabit the region between Mars and Jupiter, while comets made of ice and dust originate from the distant outer solar system. Their different compositions and behaviors reveal how temperature and distance from the Sun influenced the formation of planetary materials. At the same time, both asteroids and comets share an important role as cosmic messengers from the early solar system. They provide clues about the origin of water, the formation of planets, and possibly even the beginnings of life on Earth. As technology advances and space exploration continues, humanity will likely learn even more about these fascinating objects. Future discoveries may reveal new insights into our cosmic history and help protect our planet from potential impacts. In many ways, asteroids and comets represent the past, present, and future of planetary science. By studying them, scientists are not only uncovering the story of our solar system, but also preparing for humanity's next steps in exploring the universe. Galaxy, rocket ship.